Mr. Mike Morley, I want to thank you for those exceptionally generous words that I wrote for you earlier this afternoon. It's a nice thing about Mike, he's surprisingly human for a Manchester City supporter, isn't he? I know, I feel the same way. But I'm very grateful to you, Mike. It's very kind of you. And we had a great time working together. And now I'm happy to say we're working together again. Now, David Lyle very kindly mentioned the 1990s, which I dimly remember. And an early format that I created called Ready, Steady, Cook was actually given to Fremantle to sell when David Lyle was the boss of such things at Fremantle. And David came up with a very novel concept that I want to share with you this evening, because it could drive the worldwide sales of formats even larger than the 9 billion, the Frapper report that we haven't mentioned earlier this evening names as the sum of money that is now the value of the market we work in. This show, Ready, Steady, Cook, had a couple of chefs competing, and David's salespeople came to me very excitedly and said, "We've sold it to France." "Great," I said. I thought they knew how to cook, but fine, that's good news. He said, "We've sold it to France, they want to change it." "How do they want to change it?" "They only want one chef, just demonstrating a few recipes." I said, "Well, that's a cookery show, it's not Ready, Steady, Cook, but they want to pay you a format fee." David Lyle invented the concept of not selling a format and getting money for it. And if we want to drive this business further, I believe that's the way to go, David. You've led the way for all of us. And I think with that sort of thinking and that sort of innovation, you could be in my place this time next year. And with right you will be. I also want to thank Frapper and C21 for this delightful programme and this hagiography in the back of it. Just one question, who is the photograph of? It's a photograph of somebody taken in the dark. In my experience, when you take a photograph of somebody in the dark, they're probably not wearing trousers. However, since it's only the head, you can't tell. Now, David very kindly, in his panegyric earlier, by the way, panegyric, for those of you who are not English native speakers, means heap of abuse. In his panegyric earlier, mentioned that I was liable to make a two-day speech, and he's absolutely right, and I'm inspired. You have got, haven't you, a couple of days? I'm inspired so to do, because yesterday I had to interview Lisa Kudrow, the famous star of Friends, who some of you now know, her production company, is now producing the UK format, Who Do You Think You Are, in America. So I had to interview her in one of the sessions of The Market. And as I was talking to her, I suddenly realised it's tradition in these speeches to thank the members of your family, your mother, your father. I'm not going to bring my mother into it because I think Mike's gone too far where my mother's concerned already in his speech. But a little too far, I think, there. But it suddenly occurred to me talking to Lisa Kudrow that actually, if you do these things properly, you should thank every one of your ancestors. Look at your family tree. Well, it's going to take me a couple of days, and I'm going to start now. And I'm going to start with my grandfather, go to my great-grandfather. No, perhaps not. The silence is not encouraging. Something else I just wanted to say was we celebrate on these occasions the formats of the hits. We're all willing to talk about the hits, the ones that... But let me mention one or two that got away, because one of the great things about this is we have to take risks, we have to try ideas, we have to pitch ideas the whole time, and they don't always come off. So I think very fondly of the idea I came up with in genealogy, where people were introduced to relatives they never knew they had. It was utter shit. It should have been called Who Do You Think You Are? I think very fondly of the show I came up with where people had to guess the prices of houses. You know what? It was an utter shit. It should have been called Location, Location, Location. I think fondly of the show I invented where husbands and wives had to guess what car their other half would have picked out of a list of cars, and if they got it right, they'd win the car. It was utter shit. It should have been called Top Gear. So, actually, I think it might be. No bitterness on a night of triumph. No bitterness. But, so, I think testament should be paid to all the people who've tried and failed, as to all the people who've tried and succeeded, because it's the new ideas that are great. One other thing I want to say is that it's one thing having an idea, it's quite another executing it. And whenever I've had an idea for a format, somebody's cast it brilliantly, some poor bloody director's gone out with a crazy idea and made it work in a pilot. So it's great news. So,